Session to order. Has the agenda been posted?
Yes.
Okay, open time for matters pertaining to the closed session items in agenda item number four. Seeing none, I will bring it back to closed session. Okay, we met in closed session, no action was taken, and we're now going to open session. We went to open session, and we're announcing that there was no action taken in closed session. Our first order of business are the minutes. Are there any changes to the minutes?
I have a proposed change.
Okay.
On page 5, the third paragraph under number 14.
Okay, starting with council member Griffin.
Six lines down. Well, the sentence starts on the fifth line down. Councilmember Breckus stated that it seems other municipalities are reviewing the flat area. Now, maybe that's a direct quote, but maybe there's a sentence before that that made sense of that sentence. So I wonder if you just look at that and somehow see what...
Expand on that.
Yeah. If that's how I put it, that was not well put. Maybe there's some context.
Okay.
Okay, any other changes? All right, seeing none, could I have a motion to incorporate that change?
So moved. Second.
Councilmember Breckus.
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins.
Aye.
Councilmember Russell.
Aye.
And Mayor Hercorn.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes pass unanimously with as amended.
Have the demands been met?
Yes, they have.
Thank you. Open time for public expression. This is limited to 3 minutes per speaker on items not on the agenda. So only if you're speaking on something not on the agenda. Is there anybody who wishes to speak? Okay. Next is the mayor's report. First of all, congratulations to Ross resident Diane Duda, who is the person in the red raincoat back here. Who is the recipient of the Marin Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership Award for Excellence in Board Leadership. The annual Heart of Marin Awards honors local leaders and their causes. The Excellence in Board Leadership Award is presented to an exceptional volunteer member of the Marin Nonprofit Board of Directors. Diane has been a tireless advocate for the Marin Art and Garden Center and has played a crucial role in developing magic into the organization it is today. She was selected from 10 nominees to this prestigious award due to her efforts in turning magic around after a mere closure. Thank you, Diane, for your outstanding dedication and work. And it's lovely that you're here. As you may have read, the Branson School will no longer participate in the proposed project at the former Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary in Mill Valley. After several years of exploration and collaboration with North Coast Landholdings, Branson has announced that they will be staying in Ross. We look forward to learning about Branson's future plans and thank them for their commitment to Ross. It is not your imagination if you think that Ross has had an abundance of rain, or as Mr. Chin puts it, we're living in a rainforest now. Since October, we have had 60 inches of rain. 60. 20 inches more than the surrounding towns and cities. This is what happens at the base of the mountain. This week again, most of Francis Drake and Galenas were closed for periods due to flooding. Also, we had to evacuate some homes on Sir Francis Drake and the Cordillera Creek overflowed its banks. Thanks again to our excellent, devoted staff. Way above what they have to do. And I suggested to Joe that he buy meters because when I saw him on Tuesday, he had been soaked, passed up to the middle of his legs, going and rescuing people. So it was a lot. Please continue to monitor your home and yard, keeping culverts free of debris. With the ground so saturated, a weakened tree can easily fall. If anyone is aware of a dead or newly leaning tree, please let town staff know. Over the past few years, the council has discussed the growing popularity of Airbnb in Ross. There are generally 12 to 18 listings of Ross property on the site. We would like to know what you think. A survey will be going out via email to all residents regarding Airbnb. We would appreciate your feedback on this emerging issue. Thank you. Okay, any council committee or liaison reports? All right, seeing none. We now go to staff and community reports. Mr. Chen?
Thank you, Mayor and council members. As the mayor mentioned, the survey on short-term rentals, we're actually going to be sending that out tomorrow. So we're looking for all the residents to have a survey and to solicit input from the residents and what their thoughts are related to the topic. And obviously, then come bring things back to the council. The portable building is now open to the public. We have moved planning and building there and have joined Public Works. And so now we have the three departments that people come for development reviews all in one place. And from what I've heard, it seems like it's been a very good thing to the public. And it's obviously the communication's a lot easier being all right there. And when somebody comes to the counter, if they go from one department to the second, it makes it a much more seamless process for the public. So it is good to have them in one space and have that open. And the mayor touched on the storms, and we are all happy that today the rain stops much earlier than Tuesday, where Tuesday we got 5.5 inches of rain and a little over 12 hours, 5.5 inches. Or today was only 2.5 inches, so that makes it so obviously that's why today. So with that, but I do want to thank the staff who's been fantastic and during all these storm events and everybody doing what they can and the teamwork of the various departments and people working together. And the Public Works and police and fire and everybody that's been on the administrative end and getting information and help, and it's been very excellent teamwork. So thank the staff.
Thank you. Magic.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by saying thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the Town Council, the staff, and people present for your recognition. I really appreciate that. And it gives me a chance to make a plug for Magic, which is to say that everything that I did was a part of giving back to this community, which I have loved and enjoyed residing in for all of these years. And honoring a concept that was started almost 75 years ago by Caroline Livermore, which is the Marin Arts and Gardens Center. And sometimes, just like the people that we least recognize, our family right around us, this Marin Arts and Gardens Center, which is 11 acres in the heart of Ross, is a beautiful, long story. And it is a beautiful place that would not be replaceable had we not been able to bring it to its current state. So it was a pleasure and an honor to be able to do that. And thank all of you for your support. The town is very supportive during our difficult times, so I want to thank you all for that. And as you know, our mission is cultivating inspiration to create, conserve, and connect. And in that regard, our board is coming to its annual retreat this weekend, where we're going to look at our vision for 2020 and to finalize our priorities for 2017. And on a just very practical level, we're completing repairs on the Livermore floor, which was damaged in a kitchen fire in November. The building will be open again for events in March, perhaps relevant because, you know, we had to cancel the Ross Rec dancing class, so I just want everybody to understand why we have no floor. And we're working on fixing it. Magic has joined the Marin County Pesticide Reduction Coalition, which is working to reduce pesticide use on private property throughout the county. And this is very much in keeping with our conservation portion of our mission. We're beginning a historical research project that will be led by professional historian Carolyn Roland Nowy. She is the former State Historic Preservation Officer, and she will document the founding and early years of the Marin Art and Garden Center in the context of the cultural history of this period of time. So from that, I think there will be a lot that might be of interest to the town and to the community members about the history of that time. Our Magic Conservation series of talks in this newly refurbished studio continues on Friday, February 17th with Owls of Marin, presented by the Hungry Owl Project. And the owl cam, I don't know if we have a camcorder that is focused on an owl box, and so we see the owls come many days, and the ones being born, etc., all without disturbing them in any way. And that's up and running again, and there is a barn owl in the box. On February 21st, Kate Frey will talk about her book, The Bee Friendly Garden. And beekeeper Charlie Kennard will demonstrate the bee skeps, which are baskets that hold beehives. And he's woven those baskets. He came on our property and said, you have all this grass here that you're not using. Can I do something with it? And he has woven these beautiful structures and these beehives, and we actually get honey and magic from the bees that live in the hives from the things that he's woven. And finally, we are continuing our partnership with the Bay Area Discovery Museum to present school break and summer day camp at Magic this year. So just all of you that have children of the ages, or ranging from the ages that might be interested in those programs, please check our website. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have to say the Discovery Camp was wonderful last year, and I had two grandchildren who went for 2 weeks. It was great.
Thank you.
Ross Property Owners Association. Okay. I don't think there's anyone from Ross School.
No. They're not from Ross School or the post office. Both had conflicts.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. And that takes us to the consent agenda. There are 5 items on the consent agenda. A is Town Council consideration of adoption of resolution number 1984, approving 205 Leggings Road. Number 73-21140, 73-22101, amendment to use permit number 1997. Town Council B is Town Council acceptance of FY22 investment report. C, Town Council acceptance of FY17, fiscal year 17 Q2 financial summary report. D, Town Council acceptance of grant of easement and easement agreement with the Lynn Art and Garden Center for public sidewalk purposes on Laurel Grove Avenue. And E, Town Council authorization to extend advisory design group. Member terms to June 27, 2017. Any items to be taken off the consent agenda?
Can I take item D off?
Yes.
And I'd like to take item A off, please.
Okay. That leaves us with items B, C, and E. Are there any public comments on B, C, and E? Seeing none, bring that back to council. Any comments on B, C, and E? If none, could I have a motion?
So moved. Second. B, C, and E.
Second.
Councilmember Ruckus?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Hertkorn?
Aye.
Okay, items B, C, and E pass unanimously.
Okay, and so Town Council consideration of resolution number 1984. We now need to vote on that separately. Are there any questions from the public on that, which is the lighting this of resolution? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to Council.
I would just like to make the comment that I made last time that I think that permitting live music for 9 events per year turns the live music club into an event venue, and I don't think that's appropriate for a residential neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments before we make a resolution? Make a motion, please. I see none. Can I have a motion?
I'll move to approve resolution number 1984. And amendment to use permit number
1997.
I'll second it.
Okay, and we'll take the vote. Councilmember Ruckus?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
No.
Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Hertkorn?
Aye.
Okay, it passes 3 in favor and 1 opposed.
Okay, our second item is 12D, which is the Town Council acceptance of grant of easement and easement agreement with Magic. for public side about purposes on Laurelville Avenue. Are there any comments from the public on this? Seeing then, I'll bring it back to council. Are there comments?
I had a couple questions about that block map. I wasn't 100% sure that I understood that as well as I felt like I needed to. And so that was one question. So do you think that, I don't know who I should direct this question to you. So looking at the plot map, one question is really similar to plan. I wasn't sure if Magic's signature by an executive director as opposed to board president would be sufficient. I just haven't seen that done. It's by the board president. So I kind of just wondered if that had been run by council or if you felt comfortable with that. So the grantor is Marinard Garden Center. The signatory of the easement was the executive director, typically it's the board president. But I'm not sure that there's, I didn't look up any law about that, but I just wondered if we had any concern about that.
That's my understanding that town council did review the document, but I'm not sure if it was reviewed in the final form. So we can get back to that. I can answer that question.
Okay.
And then your question regarding the plot map, is that the plot that accompanies the description or the kind of the construction plot?
Right, right. The not the legal description, but the plot map. But do you mind if I just ask Diane before?
Yes.
Diane, do you?
I do know that the former Chris did sign before for agreement that occurred with the town. I think the reason for that signing was that I wasn't available to sign, and that Antonia did sign in the interest of Joe. I think there was some time issues around trying to move this forward. If there's a problem, I can always sign it. If there's some legal issue, there's not a reason why I didn't sign it, but the executive director was authorized by the full board to sign the document, and we have that in writing.
And I'll just say typically, because a lot of things I sign, I obviously authorized, so I would have moved the same way for
it
the board.
It just was kind of, you know, her handwritten in executive director, I just wasn't sure. But okay, so then the other question is just about this, the plot map. And so, like, one of the things is, I think I understand what the wavy wall is. Where is this pathway going to go? What is the fog line?
Okay, the pathway is the stucco hatch sidewalk. That's going to be a concrete sidewalk, curb and gutter.
Okay, so it looks like it actually goes on either side of the wavy wall. Or maybe, what's the, I just wasn't clear, I'm sorry.
Portions of the rock wall that conflict with the new sidewalk are just going to be removed.
But that's the rock wall, not the brick wall. The brick wall is the bigger one that's behind it.
That's the wavy.
The big wavy, where there's the more minor one is the rock wall, but that's not the big brick wall.
The big brick wall is not
the brick wall is not a path at all.
So the path is mostly in our right of way, and only a little bit do we need to take it into what is Magic property?
Yeah, down at the corner. Longinus and or Laurel Grove and Sir Francis Drake, a little sliver triangle.
And then where does this wall go to? I mean, where does this path go to? Because it seems like it ends on this drawing. I wasn't sure about that.
Well, so it ends at the driveway on Laurel Grove Avenue near that crosswalk, an existing crosswalk that's on Laurel Grove.
And then does it continue on down Laurel Grove?
No, this is kind of the end of this project right here.
So, I could just, you know, I couldn't remember. I know we talked about this a long time ago, and I just couldn't remember what we were doing. I know we kind of said that's a little silly to have this pathway down here and then stops at the sign. And I know we had residents that were interested in taking it all the way down Laurel Grove. Mm-hmm. So, where is, if this is where it ends, it kind of ends at that crosswalk, then what? What is our plan for going further with that? We don't have, like, right now.
I would just say that would be the next phase. This was the phase of the safe PATHS grant. And now what it does do is gives you that continuous around the Magic property rather than people having to either be on the street or cut through Magic parking lot now, in which obviously you can get cars driving in and backing out. It's keeping actually the public in a safer place instead of using their property as a cut through. Now you don't have it. But yeah, this would be a phase, and obviously we got like a $25,000 grant. Is it 25 or 30? I think 25. And the project's going to probably end up costing, you know, depending on the bid, some more than that. Obviously, we could look for future grants and, or, you know, is there a next extension further on Laurel Grove? But it connected to that crosswalk and that partway and around the Magic property.
Are there any other comments?
Peter Nelson, just a quick point on that drawing that you're looking at. One thing that I'd like to point out is that the crosswalk is existing, and it, mm-hmm. and it goes from one side of the street, and it ends in the driveway to Magic. It doesn't go to a place about 8 feet further north, where it would be not in the driveway. And I think that would be an important thing for public safety to just look at, because the way it is now, if the path comes along, this drawing shows part of the driveway is treated with the dome alert strip, but that pathway is directing kids to walk directly across Laurel Road and directly into cars exiting, whereas if it was moved just 8 feet, it would be safer. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll move to move item D, which is Town Council acceptance of grant easement and easement agreement with Roy Mountain. Second.
Okay, and Councilmember Breckus?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Hercorn?
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimously.
Okay, then our next item is public hearing on planning project. Number 13-124 Winding Way, design review, hillside lot permit, non-conformity permit, and exception to basement demand permit number 2016-050, and Town Council consideration of adoption of resolution number 1987.
Heidi. Good evening, Mayor Hercorn, members of the Town Council. I have prepared a presentation, but I'm not sure if the Council would like me to go through it. If you have any questions, I can answer them, or I can give you a more formal presentation. So before I start, I'm just going to give you the option.
I don't really have any questions about the project.
Okay, Councilmember Breckus, no questions?
I don't think so.
No questions? I guess you did a very good job. All right. Are there any comments from the public on this resolution?
No.
Or Adam? Okay.
My neighbor's on his way, but it looks like he might miss it.
Yes, I think so. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to council. If there are no comments, I'll take a motion.
I move we approve. Approve. Permit the non-conformity adoption of resolution
1987. And design review and hillside lot permit
number 2016.
Okay, 050.
I'll second.
Okay, let's take the vote. Councilmember Breckus?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Hercorn?
Aye.
All right, passes unanimously.
I just want to add, Heidi, that I thought that the project description and variance application from the applicant made it very easy for us to go into the project. So if we can get that in the future, that would be okay. Thank you. All right, that is our end of public hearing on planning projects. And that takes us to number 14, no action item, council correspondence.
Okay.
Any council correspondence?
Nice to meet you.
down the tree on Bolinas Avenue on the island with you. Come into the town has somehow gotten destroyed again.
Again?
Yeah, I think so.
We were writing the dates of how long they last. They don't last long.
Are people hitting them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I did.
I know.
Yeah, so, there was a reason that we had a water treatment, obviously not, but we'll take note. The question is, how often do we keep replanting this? Because at some point there's a pattern here and it's not going to be a long-lasting pattern.
Can we use a metal post for a few years?
But then, we have some, we'll have to look at the whole design.
I think we should get a very large decorative stone.
Yeah, but you don't want to destroy a car when it goes over either. I mean, because we talked what you do. So we'll take a look. And obviously, it's a joint with San Anselmo because it's both San Anselmo and Ross. We've been the one that's been replanting that one. They've been the other island. So we'll take a look.
Maybe we should put a camera on it and see what's happening.
Yeah.
We'll at least know how to protect our
I'm glad we didn't put the backflow preventer back because that cost much more money. And we said, we'd hand water it for now until we'll see it rather than put that capital in there and let it get destroyed again. So we've at least not been. So we will take a look and also talk to San Anselmo because this is a joint.
We think it's cars and not
vehicles.
It's cars,
yeah.
Okay.
I have heard from a number of residents questioning what the situation was with the house on Sir Francis Drake that flooded and was recently approved by the council. That's a house that when we were reviewing it, I know for a fact I asked, and I don't think I was the only one that was asking about whether it was in the flood zone, whether we needed to raise the project in the course of approving it. And I think a lot of that concern had to do with the roof was so high. So if we were going to raise it in addition to the roof being high, it was really concerning. And clearly, once the dust settles, someone's going to come in and want to raise that house. So that's kind of a shame. So I think it would be a helpful, piece of information for us to understand how that happened. I'm getting a lot of people outside of Rossi then being like, what happened to that one? So,
I remember the planning director wanted it raised higher than the applicant did not want it raised.
But that's a theme of that one.
Well, I don't remember the specifics, but someone went back to the problem. And then I remember Greg working and saying that they had the legal right to do it.
But I think that Elise didn't believe that it was in the flood zone.
And remember, this is an action item, so,
right.
So we'll get council, they'll give, staff will give back to you. Yeah, we're going through it, and we'll send you a memo when we
work. And there any other future council items? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to this meeting is adjourned.